神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be back with you. In the last two programs, we talked to you about suicide.
我们很高兴再次回到节目中来。上两个节目，我们谈到青少年的自杀。
I feel certain that there are many of you that listen to those programs that the thought of suicide has entered your head maybe many times.
我相信在听这节目的人曾经有过好几次这种自杀的念头。
And as you listen to those programs, you recognize some of the signs in your own life.
你也察觉到在你的生命的过程当中有一些自杀的这种征兆。
This idea of suicide or this type of tragic death many times has a cultural basis.
事实上这种悲剧这种自杀的悲剧呢也是有我们文化的这种色彩文化的一些原因的。
I think you will understand what I mean as I talk to you about what to do when these thoughts are coming, how to have a happier life.
那如果这些想法念头出现的时候我们该怎么办呢如何改善我们的生活呢
I want you to listen very closely to me.
我要你仔细的听。
I am particularly speaking to young people who do not find it easy to express themselves.
那我现在特别对于这些没有办法表达自己的年轻人啊，来对他们说。
That's why I say that in many cultures, suicide is more prone or more easily, to be accomplished than maybe in some other cultures.
对于有一些文化背景呢会比另外一种啊民族性或者是另外一种文化背景更容易自杀。
When you find it hard to be able to express how you feel, and when you feel that no one really cares, it's very difficult then to get yourself online to be a person that can overcome some of these depressed feelings.
当你感觉好像没有人关心你，没有人爱你，而且你也很难去表达出来的话，这样的一个背景就很难让你走出你自己的忧郁或你自己的沮丧。
And I know you do not find it easy, and you think to yourself, how can I express myself? No one really will listen to me.
或许你就这样想说呢，没有人听我的，没有人了解我，我怎么去表达我自己呢
？All they care about is my accomplishments and what I do and how I keep the name of the family.
他们所关心的只不过是我成绩好不好，或者是呢我做了些什么事情，那我在家里面表现怎么样
？Now I know that some of that is traditional and is your culture.
我知道这是传统的，也是我们的文化。
But there has to be a way you can find someone that will listen to you.
但是呢，你总是要尽力的去找到一个可以听你讲话的人。
Actually, it's wonderful if you have several people that you can confide in and trust.
特别是如果你可以找到几个你可以跟他们倾诉，而且可以信任的人。
People that you feel comfortable.To talk to.
是那让你可以很舒畅的敞开的谈的人。
Now, people like this that will listen to you and you feel comfortable usually are people that do not judge you.
通常你会比较容易跟他们说话的人呢，是那个不会去论断你，去批评你的人。
Because the moment someone begins to judge you, a wall comes up between you and them.
因为我们人一碰到别人对我们的论断批评的时候，马上我们就会竖一座墙，一道墙出来。
You need to find someone that will pay attention to your feelings.
你是愿意找一个可以对你的感受注意，就听你的感受的人。
Sometimes you may express them or act them out, and your family will say, "Don't be so stupid. Don't be like that. You need to learn how to grow up."
或许你有这样的经验，当你跟家人讲的时候呢，家人对你的啊反应是说呢，你这个太幼稚了，你总是要成熟吧，你不能这样想。
And immediately you close up to them.
马上呢，你听到这种反应呢，你就会把自己关闭起来了。
You see, you cannot solve your problem.
你自己没有办法解决你的问题。
Sometimes we don't realize that, and we begin to try to solve these deep emotional problems or these feelings, but we're not able to under certain circumstances of our emotions.
我们自己没有察觉到，我们事实上没有办法自己解决自己这种深处的这种情绪的问题，所以呢，我们是没有办法走出我们的问题的。
So you want someone that can help you in solving your problems.
所以我们一定需要有某一个人来帮助我们，来疏解解决我们的问题。
Someone that lets you say anything that you want to say.
是那个可以让你想说什么就说什么的人。
And that person genuinely cares about you.
而且呢，你也可以感受到对方是真的很关心你的人。
Now, the problem is with our young people. About the only ones they feel that meet this criteria are their peers, are their friends, their classmates.
问题是，这些有自杀念头的年轻人呢，总是以为能够帮他们的、听他们讲话的，就是他们的同学、同年纪的人，或者是他们的同伴。
Now, sometimes when young people will complain that I can't talk to my parents.
很多年轻人会这样子来抱怨说呢，我根本没有办法跟我父母亲讲话。
Now, I recognize that the ability to be able to communicate with our parents or our mother or father really must begin when we're very young.
我承认这一点，因为呢，能够跟父母亲沟通，平衡的沟通的这样的一个啊习惯呢，事实上是从小就要训练的。
And really, if you begin to talk to them, you might see that they really are interested. They really do care.
但是如果你尝试看看敞开，你会发现事实上他们是关心你的。
Parents have come to me and said, my children, they never talk to me. They never express themselves to me.
相对的，有些父母亲也来跟我讲说呢，我的孩子从来不跟我讲话，都不表达。
Now, I'm not blind. I understand many times the parents, when you do talk with them immediately, they take over and want to solve or they want to tell you what to do instead of trying to meet with your feelings.
对这一点我也不是无知的，我知道说有些父母亲呢，当孩子跟他们表达的时候，马上他们就要去跟他们评判，然后呢给他意见，马上就要给他一些方法。
But now, if you're a troubled young person,who thinks about suicide, who feels like nobody cares, look around you, see if you can't find someone, particularly someone that has experience, some type of an adult and can really help you.
如果你是这个现在正处在问题里面，而且起了自杀念头的年轻人的话，好不好？你四周围想一想，环顾一下，看看有没有一个你认为他们比较成熟、比较有经验的这些成人，他们是爱你的，是可以关心你的人。
So point number one of building up a happy lifestyle is find someone that you can talk to and you can express yourself with and be comfortable.
所以第一步，当你想要改善你这种沮丧低谷的这种生活的时候呢，第一步，找到一个你可以跟他敞开倾诉的人。
Now, the second step I think you must try very hard, no matter how your inner feelings may be, try to be an active person.
第二步比较难，就是不管你里面有多么的沉重，多么的沮丧，不管怎么样，你要尽力的让你自己能够活跃起来。
Now, many of you think too much about yourself. You're introspective. You're melancholy, as we say. And when you do that, and you're going over and over again these things, it is hurting you, and it's going deeper and deeper into your subconscious.
有的人就是那种忧郁型的人呢，就一直在自我里面呢，在营造自己的想法，以自己为中心，只想到自己。那这样的话就会越陷越深，所以呢，不能再这样子。
So if you're not naturally an active person, begin to find activities that can interest you.
即使你本来就是不是一个好动的人，你也要在这种时候呢，一定要找到至少你可以有兴趣的一些活动去参与。
Maybe you could, simplest thing is a hobby, a good hobby that you can learn to enjoy.
或者是找到一个良好的一个嗜好，然后去享受它。
Maybe some of you can begin to take up sports and begin to play the games with the other teams.
比如说运动啦，或者是游戏啦，跟团队呢参与进去。
A lot of times, those who are introspective, they have the artistic touch. Many times, they can go into the area of art.
有时候在艺术方面的这种学习训练也是一个很好的一种接触。
You see, if you can get the thinking that life really is full of opportunities.
这样子想，你的生命事实上还有很多，也富有很多的机会。
And you need to get out and grab some of them. Learn to do some things that fills your life so that you will not think so much.
走出去，付出行动，做一些事情，参与一些事情，这样的话你就可以分散你的这样的注意力，让你可以觉得好一点。
Now, the third thing is that maybe you're a person that is laid back, fearful of others, fearful to take a chance. That's an area you're going to have to work on.
或许你就是那个萎缩，然后呢，胆小，不敢尝试，不敢冒险的人。那这方面你也要去好好的克服。
You're going to have to become more assertive in your life.
那你就要多一点的表达自己。
You might say, well, how can I become more expressive? How can I become more in myself, assert myself, toward people?
我如何能够转成这种对自己比较肯定，而且更能表达自己的人呢？
You see, you have to do it with the right attitude.
但是你这样做的时候呢，一定要有正确的态度。
You must learn how to say things from your heart, but with your lips, it's gentle.
你要从心里面很真实的表达，当出口的时候呢，是温和的。
You say, I could never do that.
或许你说呢，我从来没有办法这样做。
You see, never do is not right because we can do as we purpose to do.
当你讲到从来的时候呢，从来没有的时候呢，这句话是不客观的，因为呢，你总是可以从现在开始去做。
Because I'm telling you this as a young person, and I don't want this to hurt the relationships between your parents and other people you deal with.
因为呢，我这样子劝告你是希望当你在表达的时候呢，不要造成对于不管是父母亲或者是朋友的伤害。
So actually, we begin slowly.
我们开始慢慢的表达。
And we begin thoughtfully.
我们开始呢多一些思考。
And we begin to express our personal likes and our dislikes.
我们也开始敢去表达说呢，我喜欢或者是我不喜欢。
You might be able to say to your mother, Mother, I really don't like those kind of shoes.
你可以说妈妈，我真的不喜欢这种鞋子。
And then you might be able to express to her in just a conversational voice why you don't like them.
接下去呢，就是像在谈话一样，让她了解你说为什么，解释说为什么我不喜欢这种鞋子。
And so the more that you can express your personal likes and dislikes, you won't be hiding them in your heart. And then in your heart, you feel like, well, I hate them.
当你懂得怎么样从喜欢或不喜欢来表达的时候，你就不会再隐藏你里面那种感觉。之后呢，你就不会存着那种憎恶的这样的感受。
Actually, you really don't hate them.
事实上，你不是憎恶，不是恨他。
Because, you know, there's a fine difference between love and hate. I know that.
我们要知道爱跟恨本身呢是有绝对的差异的。
And for our parents, there is a love and a bonding that happened when you were born and very young in your infancy. That was a bonding between them.
从小父母亲把孩子生下来，儿女跟父母亲之间就一个很亲密的连结关系。
Through the years when you were young, when you needed your mother, you needed your father, whenever you wanted to find security, you ran to them.
所以呢，成长的过程当中，当你需要安全感的时候，你很自然的就冲向自己的，去找自己的爸爸妈妈。
But now you're coming to the age, and you are at the age where you feel like I'm almost an adult. I should be able to do the things I want to do.
到了少年期的时候，自己的感觉是我已经长大了，我应该可以自己做我自己要做的事情。
And a thoughtful young person will realize that they're still living in their parents' house, and there are ways that they must try to be kind and loving and helpful to them.
但是我们要想一想，我们仍然依附在父母亲的这种照顾之下。我们讲一句白一点，就是我们还住在同一个房子里面，那我们应该要跟父母亲维持一个很温和相爱的关系。
When we go around always angry with our face made up and unpleasant in our disposition, do you think that that can help to make a relationship between you and your parents?
如果我们总是在家里面啊，表示出一副那种不满或者是深仇大恨的脸孔，然后呢，非常憎恶的一个表达的话，那你想这样子怎么跟父母亲去建立好的关系呢
？So you first must evaluate yourself.
首先，好不好？我们反省评价一下自己。
This is not always easy.
不容易的。
But if you recognize that maybe your attitude is something that is hindering, then try your best to change it.
如果你发现自己的态度有不适合不好的地方的话，好不好调整一下，改变一下。
Now I know there are many parents that you can hardly deal with.
很多父母亲呢，我知道也是很难去面对的。
But then is when you need to use the type of spirit and attitude thatYou're not going to hold them guilty, but you're going to express your feelings.
但是你也要尝试一下，不是说要去责备他们，让我们觉得他们是愧疚的，不对的，而是呢，要去表达你的意思。
You must learn how to feel comfortable making personal decisions.
你也要在自己的这种意志下面的学习做决定，而且做得自己很舒坦。
Most emotional people...It's not easy to make a decision.
很多比较情绪化的人呢是不容易做决定的。
But as one that wants to live a healthy lifestyle, begin to make decisions.
想要过比较健康的、身心健康的、健全生活的话，要开始学习，要比较果断的做决定。
Now, our decisions may not be very good.
或许这个决定做出来不是很好。
So therefore, as we are challenged, and we will be challenged with some of our decisions.
所以这样的话，你就对自己的决定有一些挑战，你会必须要面对你的决定的不好来被挑战。
Learn to take it and learn how to compromise.
你学习去接受它，而且有一些让步。
You mean, what do you mean by compromise?
什么叫妥协让步呢？
Now, I guess some of your real problems with your parents is going to be when you become interested in young men and want to go out.
比如说呢，你这个年纪呢，开始长大了，很喜欢自己出去。
Sometimes the parents are not against the young man, but they're against what it might do to your studies or what it might do to your ability to keep up in what you're doing.
那父母亲担心的是什么呢？不是担心说你出去，而是担心你的学业啊，还有你的责任会不会被影响到。
And so you can say to them, I will not go out any time except when I got my lessons finished and except when I feel like I have free time.
那你就跟父母亲谈一些条件说呢，我除非把我的功课做好了，我是不会出去的。那如果我做好了，就让我出去。
You see, as we analyze that, we see that you are ready to have dates with young men. And many times this does bring a problem. So the fact is, you cannot say to them as parents, I'm going to do what I want. You see, that's not right.
如果你这样子跟父母亲商量，然后呢，你就真的有这种自由去做你要做的事情，有时候呢，事实上是会有一些啊后遗症的。所以呢，你不能只有啊抛一句话说呢，我想做我就去做。
So come to a logical conclusion.
好不好？做一点分析，有一个合理的一个结论。
I'm going to get my lessons. I'm going to do my studies. I'm going to do what I have to do. And then in my free time, I can enjoy my relationship with my friend.
这种合理的这种商量结论就是说呢，我能够符合父母亲的期待，把我该做的做好，然后呢，其他的时间呢，我也有自由应用，我可以出去跟我的朋友在一起。
So you've asked them for this compromise. And many parents will say, okay then, you let us know and we'll see that you're finished with things and then we'll let you have some sort of a date with them.
所以这样等于说呢，你期待他们让步，你也让步，所以父母亲或许就同意了，就好，那我就让你有这样的一个自由的空间跟时间。
You will find it dealing whether with your parents or teachers or adults, if you will reasonably talk about it and give a compromise or a solution that really will help, many of them will listen.
所以如果你去面对这些不管父母亲或师长或者是长辈或成年人呢，如果你懂得用理性跟他们来商量的话，那么啊，你彼此都可以让步的。
Another way to express yourself is to be able to say no.
一方面你要多表达你自己呢，就是你要学习怎么样去拒绝。
Sometimes it seems like you never learn how to say no.
有时候我们从来没有学到怎么去拒绝。
Your friends wants to go to this place and you know that you don't have time and you know that it's going to give you trouble, but you just can't say no.
有时候你的朋友啊，想要邀你去哪里，那你明明知道你没有时间，可是你却没有办法拒绝他。
Maybe you realize you have an exam the next day and you really need to go home and study.
你明明知道隔天就有考试了，你需要回去学习。
Then as a person who can express himself, he can say to them, No, I cannot because I must go home and study.
表达自己就是要学习，对对方说呢，我因为今天晚上我要念书，我要考试，所以呢，我不能去。
They may make fun of you, but they will respect you.
或许他们会取笑你，可是他们会尊敬你的。
Many a young person would have never gotten into drugs if they had learned to say no.
我相信很多那些啊染上毒瘾的一些年轻人，如果一开始懂得拒绝的话，就不会有这样的下场。
Young people would not gotten into problems, sexual problems, if they had learned to say no.
对于这种性方面的问题也是这样子，如果懂得拒绝的话，就不会犯这种毛病。
See, you have to learn how to stand up to others.
所以你要懂得练习自己，让自己可以站稳在别人的面前。
Now, many of you have learned how to stand up against your parents being mean and telling them all kinds of things and giving them lots of trouble. I don't mean that kind of standing up.
我知道很多年轻人倒是学到怎么样在父母的面前站稳自己的立场，然后去敌对他们，去顶嘴，去反叛。但是我讲的站稳自己呢，不是这方面的。
I'm saying you must learn to be a person that is yourself.
我的意思是说呢，好好的成为你自己，表达你自己。
That your ideas is just as good and maybe better than your friends.
有时候你的意见，你的想法是比你的朋友的想法还要灵光的。
And so you learn to stand up to them and say, No, I feel like this way is better.
所以你懂得站稳你的立场，然后表达，让他们知道说呢，我有更好的想法。
See, when you stand back and take everything, afterwards you feel so defeated. You feel like I'm nothing. But you must learn how to take your stand so they can see that you have a will and mind of your own.
如果你总是畏缩不表达的话，压抑的话呢，那你自己里面的感受呢，是非常没有价值感，而且呢，会对自己越来越打折扣。所以呢，你需要表达你自己，让对方知道你还是有你的想法，你的意志方面的表达。
And now, as you're learning how to take and stand up for yourself, then don't let people take advantage of you.
当你已经开始在学习做决定或者是表达的时候呢，我们要注意，因为我们自己的特性呢，不要让对方容易来向我们占便宜。
You see, when you were so emotionally torn up, and when you felt like nobody really liked you, you actually tried to do things to make people like you, and in doing them, they would take advantage of you.
很多时候在我们的情绪很低潮，然后我们非常的沮丧的时候呢，我们总是觉得没有人喜欢我们，没有人关心我们，所以我们会用尽一些方法来讨别人的喜悦，这样的话很容易就让别人来占我们的便宜。
Maybe some of them would use your things without even asking you.
比如说呢，拿你的东西都不跟你讲就去用了。
Always borrowing money but never paying it back.
总是跟你借钱然后从来不还你。
But now that you are a person that is exerting themselves, you just let them know that you're not going to let them take advantage anymore.
所以现在开始呢，你要表达你自己要果断一点，让他们知道说呢，不可以再随便占你的便宜。
Now, all that I have said can be wrapped up in the word respect. The word respect means to do unto others as you would have them do to you.
我说的这么多呢，总归呢来说呢，就是要彼此的尊重，尊重对方，你也被尊重。因为呢，你怎么样人待你，你要怎么样去对待人。
Now you see, we have gone from the place where you have felt so inadequate and you have felt so in yourself that you just didn't even care to live. And now you're exerting yourself and feeling much more like a person.
一开始我讲到，或许你的里面的感觉是非常无力感、无助感或软弱或者是无用感的。但是呢，你要开始学习表达你自己，你要做决定，你要果断。
Now you don't want to make a monster of yourself.
但是呢，这种转变呢，不要把自己变成一个怪物了。
A person who throws themselves around and uses others.
不要变成一个就是好像去利用别人的人。
Who talks very rudely to those who are older than them.
也不要对那些长辈呢讲话不礼貌的人。
Who thinks that they know everything.
不要表达成好像你什么事都懂的人。
No, all that we have been talking about must be wrapped up in respect.
所以不管怎么样去改进自己呢，总是要有这种尊重的这样的一个态度。
A person who learns how to respect others will always be respected.
就像我们所说的，敬人者人恒敬之。
Learn how to respect your father and mother.
尊敬你的父母亲。
Learn how to respect your teachers.
尊敬你的师长。
Learn how to respect your friends.
尊敬你的朋友。
Yes, and then as you assert yourself, you will be someone that people will enjoy being around.
如此一来呢，你就会变成一个大家很欢迎你，你被接受，被享受的一个人。
And then when you feel like in all of this thing you're trying to do, you can't do it alone,There's one named Jesus who promised that he would help you.
你听到这些很想这样子去做的时候呢，记得你自己有时候也做不到，但是呢，主耶稣会帮助你，你向他求助。
Jesus said he loves us and he told us to cast our care on him.
耶稣很清楚地告诉我们，他很爱我们，而且他说呢，把你的忧虑卸给他。
Reach out to him.
好好的去向他呼求。
He can make a difference in your life.
他会让你的生命有所改变的。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。